I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday as we get set for game number 5 tonight, Warriors and the Celtics. Great stuff there by Jimmy Patsos. And we'll have lightning bets for you coming out of an hour from now. But let's dive into the MLB card for today, including at least one afternoon game. I think, you know, obviously it's a Thursday's kind of getaway day or the start of some new series, depending on how they do it. We have one
possible rain, possibly
Cubs Reds.
Oh yeah, my program director Mitch Rosen is all over it. He's tweeting about the weather. I typically have an early afternoon appearance on The Score. The producers are like, we might have a show, we might not. So yeah. The radio side of things, since we are the Cubs flagship. Sure. People are worried about that, but it seems like there might be a delay, but they should be able to get this one in between the Cubs and the Reds. The Cubs, slight favorites. It's tough to find a number like that going against Cincinnati.
It's funny you mentioned that just quickly on the radio side. Like any other sport that a radio station has, basketball, hockey, football, The game is scheduled, the game is on. Baseball, it's like, I don't know, it's a little cloudy out there. We might have to have the host come in, or then who's on after that. It's like it throws the whole thing into a tizzy. So we know that well. So we'll see if there's rain in that game. You're right, though. What is the number on that? That's a slight favorite for the Cubs. I'm seeing -118.
So yesterday, you were out. So it was just crazy to see that the Reds were -150 favorites, but the betting market was right on because they ended up taking out the Cubs yesterday. At -150 favorites by a one-run game. And it's Hunter Green, which a lot of people have faded throughout. And it's a coin flip scenario because on the Cubs side, they have steel going for them. Mm. I don't really have a strong opinion on this game. It's just, it tells you where the Cubs are. Game after game, these have been either coin flips or Cincinnati favored by a wide margin.
How about the fact they were on it yesterday? That's interesting. And now it's back to being even money for Reds today. The first thing I saw this morning when looking at the games and the matchups, Joe, The other day we did our LOL list, all right, our new list of losers. We all agreed on Patrick Corbin. He's on the list. And you threw out Herman Marquez for the Rockies. They're facing each other today. Now, the game's in Washington, not in Colorado, so we don't have the Coors Field factor. Doesn't the total feel a little low? It's only 8. Marquez and Corbin. I mean, these two pitchers have been awful this season. I know the Rockies away from Coors is not the same, so that's part of it. But 8?
Let's do this, because there were a couple of games today that I was like, oh boy, that should be a lot of run scoring on both sides. Just the way it sets up. Whether we want to talk about history, current form, all of that. 8 seems extremely light. Now, it's at Washington. This thing's at Colorado. What is it?
11?
At least. I'd say 11.5. But yeah, Corbin's bad in general, and the Rockies also smack him around. They're hitting over .320 against him. Marquez, bad in general, and the Nationals take care of business against him. Yeah, I would think that's a look, man. I would think that you should see some runs scored in this one. You know what another one is? On both sides, where I was thinking, okay, I could see it. And it's a coin flip scenario. What's the total on Red Sox, White Sox?
I'm seeing 9.
9. Okay, that makes more sense to me. Waka has been beat up by the Sox. And then, of course, we've got Keuchel, who we added to our list the other day. Mm-hmm. And the Red Sox get to him.
So I'm just looking at the number, the totals today. Like it just doesn't add up. The Corbin Marquez is 8, and Nola Kyle Wright. And Wright's been really good for the Braves so far this season. That number is 8 too. I know the Braves and Phillies offense are better than the Nationals, obviously better than that. No. But like, doesn't that just stand out? Like Nola Wright is 8, and Marquez Corbin is 8. Something is off. That should
really
not be
quick
the same
on
totals.
Corbin. He's allowed 5 home runs in his last 2 starts.
Is that where our home run props are going to be?
Yeah, who you want to take in Colorado outside of Crone, whose number stinks? That's the problem.
Brendan Rodgers?
No. Could. What's the...
Plus 750.
What's Connor Joe? Connor Joe's been good this year.
I don't trust a man with 2 first names. Out.
Connor Joe is 1 for 4 off him. He's only facing 4 times.
Man, we're all over the place. There are a lot, even though it's a shorter card, there are a lot of interesting looks because there are a lot of bums pitching today. So do you know which offense, according to a lot of the metrics, is the best in baseball against left-handed pitching?
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I would guess if I had to throw some guesses out, I would throw out guesses like the White Sox, guesses like the Cardinals, guesses like the Twins.
Cardinals. Cardinals against lefties this year. Weighted runs created plus is 147.
Whoa, that's a second. Lineup full of, you know, all-stars.
Second is 123. Their on base against lefties, 364. Their OPS is 860. Like, everything you look at, Cardinals crush it. Crush lefties. They're facing a lefty in Lauer today. They're minus 120 on the money line. But now the flip side is Milwaukee has gotten to Wainwright in the past. They have a 354 on base against him, and we're talking about a large sample size, a couple hundred at-bats. Maybe we should look to the over in that one, even though we're talking about a Brewers offense.
I like that. And that's a big series. Have they played maybe one series so far? It feels like they haven't played much yet. They're, you know, the two teams that are clearly the class of the NL Central, and they're going to fight for that. I don't know if I've seen them play. If they have, it's only been a series. So these are big games. Joe, I just want to put in perspective for the audience what you're saying with that. What was it, 146?
147.
Weighted runs? Yeah. Okay. So basically, if you look at – I'm sorting by player. It's basically like against lefties, they have an entire lineup of George Springer. That's his number this year. That's wow. A lot. Yeah, that's – well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? They have – all those right-handed hitters, Goldschmidt, Arenado, they would hit lefties well. I get that. So I'm seeing 7.5 on the total. I think that's an over.
So would you rather play 7.5 or just take St. Louis minus 120?
Yeah, we could do that. The other thing to keep in mind with a game like this, especially if we're doing money line or run line, Josh Hader is away from the Brewers and probably will be the whole week. I think something, his wife, their pregnancy, like it's a family situation. So he's not like coming back anytime quickly here. So they're without him. So if you're, you know, obviously we think about this stuff, right? Like the run line, you know, one, you know, he's a big factor in all that. He's not part of this series. So yeah, could be a Cardinals day. Minus 120 feels light with Wainwright. They've probably been way bigger favorites most of his games.
Here's another one. And what's cool about this card today is there are a lot of pick'ems. And another one is the Yankees and Rays. Cortez on the bump. And they're facing a lefty, quality pitcher Yarbrough. But the Yankees are really good against lefties. So is this a Yankee spot at minus 120 on the road at Tampa?
Might be. Only thing I would say about them against lefties, they're missing Giancarlo Stanton. Hurt his ankle or calf. So I'm sure a big part of why they just crush lefties is him.
Yep.
So that hurts them a little bit today. But, yeah, I mean, don't you feel like with the way Cortez is pitching, they're usually bigger favorites than this with him?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And let's see. So you got – where's Tampa against lefties? They are – oh, they're in the middle of the pack. Okay. There's some good looks here. What are our favorites so far? Milwaukee, St. Louis.
Like that. Nationals and the Rockies.
Over.
Mm-hmm. Over.
Anything on the Sox against the Sox? Keuchel and Waka.
Well, we have to fade Keuchel in some way, don't we? Red Sox team total?
And that Red Sox offense has been on fire.
They have.
The last couple of weeks.
Last night, Giolito beat him, though, right? That was a 3-1 kind of game? That was a low-scoring game,
but I'm just saying over the last.
Yeah. No, they have. I mean, Story's been crazy. I mean, Trevor Story was so bad. They were ready to run him out of Boston. Now they're like, oh, he's good again.
Oh, yeah. Going his home run tear.
Yep. I would like – I mean, I think the Red Sox are the side today. It's just a matter of how we want to play that. What's their team total? Boston Red Sox runs is 4.5.
Probably 4.5 on both sides.
Yes.
White Sox, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one because I like some other ones more.
First half total runs, 5.5. Waka's weird. I don't know. Is he good again? Michael Waka fell off the face of the earth for about half a decade, and now all of a sudden he's back? It's odd.
I don't trust it.
No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, but
you know, we have to talk about your boy. I think it was Friday? I feel like Friday you mentioned Martin Perez and how was he doing what he was doing. And then I think he spun a gem last Friday. Might have had a shutout or a complete game. So he's on the mound. I was thinking of the Paul Aspen alternate total. 6.5, Martin Perez and Frankie Montas. That's such a low number. 6.5.
Let me look at the total on BetQL. Let's see.
Jeez. Hey, what about – how's Nola been with the strikeouts this year?
Very good. Without looking, I'm going to say like 11 per 9, somewhere in that.
Okay, I'm asking because Atlanta's got the second highest strikeout rate.
Yeah, so I just pulled it up. 11.9. 11 per 9, excuse me. Yeah, one of the highest.
Should we look at that one?
Sure.
What's the Nola prop? It is
6.5.
I don't see it up on the site I'm looking at.
Okay. I'm seeing... where to go? I'm seeing 7.5 on Nola.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, plus 120 on the 7.5.
Okay.
If you want to go 6+, it's minus 350. Wow.
How deep is in the games?
He'll go pretty deep. He's got 52 innings in 9 starts. So we're over 5. It's basically 5 2/3 per start. Like he goes into the 6th inning.
A's first half money line is a 5-star best bet with Montas.
Against Martin Perez?
No.
Okay, because both of them aren't very good.
Well, that's right? Only because I took Texas as one of my survivor picks, so I knew the win.
There had to be an angle. Joe G, or Hater. Author BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.